Shalom uvracha to everybody. My name is Micha Horowitz. Today we are welcome to the OU Women's Initiative Haftorah. Today we are going to be studying the Haftorah of Parshas Vayeshev. The Haftorah comes from Sefer Amos. What is the overview of Vayeshev, the Parsha? Wow, Vayeshev. We begin to learn about the life of Yosef HaTzadik, his brothers, and the events that led to the Egyptian descent into exile, So let's give a quick overview of the parasha. Perek Lamed Zayin, Yosef's father loves him very much, more than other brothers. He gives him Maksonas Pasim. Yosef has dreams. He tells his brothers his dreams. Hamaloch Tim Nachalinu, Hamashol Tim Shalbanu, Ve'esifu Od Snow, So, Achal Masav, Al Dvara. They don't want to hear about his dreams of rulership and ownership. Are you going to rule over us? Are you going to be the king of us? They continue to hate him for his dreams and his words. They are also jealous of him. One day they're shepherding the sheep. Father sends Joseph to check on the peace and the welfare of his brothers. Here comes the dreamer. They plot to kill him. They plot to get rid of him. Ultimately, he is sold to a passing caravan and he ends up in the house of Potiphar. Perek Lamed Ches takes a break from the story of Yosef to tell us about Yehuda and Tamar, who have Zerach and Peretz. Ultimately, they are the parents of Melech HaMashiach. Perek Lamed Ches resumes the Joseph narrative. He is at the house of Potiphar. Ashes Potiphar wants to seduce him. After she frames him, first blood libel in Jewish history, Joseph is thrown into jail. Perek Mem, he meets the butler and the baker. They both have dreams. He correctly interprets the dreams, and Yosef languishes for many years in prison. That is a brief overview of the parsha. Now let us go to the Haftorah. The Haftorah comes from Sefer Amos, Perek Beis, Pasuk Vav, through Perek Gimel, Pasuk Ches. First of all, who was Amos? The book of Amos is a relatively short book of the Nevi'im. It's part of the Trei Asar. It incorporates many themes. I'm quoting from the Steinsaltz Nevi'im introduction to Amos. The book contains prophecies on the kingdom of Israel, Malchus Yisrael, and Malchus Yehuda, the northern and the southern kingdoms. It also contains prophecies about the other nations. Our Haftorah does not deal with prophecies regarding the other nations. Our Haftorah deals with the prophecies of Amos, the rebuke and the warnings of Amos to Am Yisrael. Amos prophesied during a period of national prosperity. However, national prosperity, when people are too comfortable, when things are too good, this leads to complacency in Avodas Hashem. It leads to arrogance. It leads to moral decline. During this period of national prosperity, which led to complacency, arrogance, and moral decline, Amos rebukes the people, specifically the wealthy upper class. He informs them that if you do not repent, there will be future hardships. It will lead to destruction and exile. The book concludes with a message of consolation, which we are not going to speak about in our shiur today because it's not part of the Haftorah, portraying the nation's eventual restoration that will follow its downfall. Interestingly, what are we talking about? By the way, we're going back more than 700 years before the Common Era, during the time period, of course, of Bais Rishon. Amos is not mentioned elsewhere in the Bible. Very interestingly, his family lineage is unknown. What we do know is that he was a herdsman who raised cattle and sheep in Tekoa. The first pasuk of Amos tells us, Divrei Amos, Asher haya benokdim mitekoa, Asher chaza al Yisrael b'mei Uziah melech Yehuda, v'yimei Yeravam ben Yoash melech Yisrael, shnasayim ufnei harash. These are the words of Amos, who is amongst the shepherds from Tekoa. This is not part of the prophecy of the Haftorah. It's the first parak of Amos, which he had a prophecy concerning Israel. In the days of Uziah, the king of Yehuda, in the days of Yeravam, the son of Yoash, king of Israel, 2 years before a powerful earthquake that destroyed much of the population of Israel. The reason I quoted this pasuk is because when I was preparing the shir and I saw that Amos was from Tekoa, a portion of land in biblical Judah, and today there is biblical Yehuda, and today there is a Tekoa as well, it brings to mind two kedoshim who deserve a zechira letova, even though they do not do an aliyah neshama, misa al kiddush Hashem. And that is, some of us may remember, Kobe Mandel and Yossi Ishran, Hashem yinkom damam, two 13-year-old friends from Tekoa who skipped school one day to go hiking in the caves behind their homes, perhaps the very caves where Amos had prophecy. They were preyed upon by terrorist beasts, yimach shmam, If you remember, they were stoned to death in the caves behind their neighborhood of Tekoa. And when I saw that Amos was from Tekoa, this is what came to mind. The neshama of Zechiro the Tova, Hashem Yimkom Damam. Let us move, Mach Hashem Dima me'al kol panim v'cherpas amo yasir me'al kol ha'aretz ki Hashem diber. Let us move to the Haftorah itself, which begins in Parak Beis Pasuk Vav. So now the prophet Amos is prophesying regarding the Jewish nation, Am Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. He is not, even though he begins by speaking a prophecy concerning, Amos begins with prophecy concerning other nations, he now addresses Am Yisrael. Perek Beis Pasuk Vav. Ko Amar Hashem al Shlosha Pishe Yisrael va Arba Lo Ashivanu al Michram ba Kesef Tzadik va Evyon ba Avur Na'alayim. Oh, this is clearly what might come to mind, which is exactly what the commentators say, is that this is referring to what? The sale of Joseph. So says the Lord, for three transgressions of the kingdom of Israel, I will overlook. I will not dispense punishment. But for the fourth, al arba lo ashivenu, I will not relent. Al michram bakasef tzadik, the fact that they sold righteous Joseph for silver, the Evyon ba'avur na'alayim, and they saw the poor one, Yosef, was at their mercy for a pair of shoes. We know that Chazal say that for 20 pieces of silver shekel, which they used to buy shoes, they sold Joseph. So here the Navi rebukes the people. Now why is he bring up the sale of Yosef, which happened centuries earlier before the affluence in the time of the people of Amos, more than 700 years before Common Era? The prophecy here contains rebuke to the wealthy for their mistreatment of the poor. And Hashem says, this is a sin that I cannot overlook. This is a sin that I will not relent, even if you're guilty of the three transgressions, Yerbeg Val Yahweh, if you treat each other with kindness, if you treat each other with sympathy and empathy, if you know how you treat your brother, what did Yosef say? Esachai anochi mevakesh. But what did the brother say? The chuvenar ganov and eshlicha lachad aborus. He says, I seek my brothers. And what did they say? That's kill him and throw him into one of the pits. If you transgressed against me, said God, we can talk about teshuvah, and of course I will always take you back. If you transgress against your brother, the al arba, this sin of sinas chinam, lo ashivena. It's not so easy to come back to me as long as you don't make up with your brother. Al michram bakesef tzadik. They sold righteous Joseph for a few pieces of silver. Ve'evyon ba'avur na'alayim. He was in a state of poverty when he was at your mercy, and you sold him for a pair of shoes. The prophecy continued. They trod upon the dust of the earth. They trample and they step upon the head of the impoverished. So again, he's giving them, what Amos is saying is, we are not responsible for how the brothers treated Joseph so many decades before. But if we continue in the path of the brothers, then we have to answer for our sins. And therefore the Navi says, Hashoafim al ofer eretz birosh dalim. Listen to this. They trod upon the poor as they trod upon the dust of the earth, v'darach anavim yatu, and the way of the humble, they make crooked, v'ish v'aviv yelchu al-nara l'manchal al-shem kachi. A father and son both go to the same zona in order to profane my holy name. Look at the deterioration in the kedusha of Am Yisrael. The next pasuk tells us that they lean on stolen garments. They drink wine before the altars of their avodah zarah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, do you not see the miracles that I did for you? Pasuk Tesh and Yud Aleph. I destroyed the mighty Amorite kings, the Amorim, in order to bring you into this land. I took you out from the land of Egypt. I took you in the wilderness for 40 years. I brought you to take possession of the land of Canaan. I gave you prophets in order to rebuke you and guide you on the proper path of life. Nevertheless, Pasuk Yud Beis, Vatashku Asanizrim Yayin. You are ungrateful for my gift, says the Steindos Nevi'im. You forcefully gave the Nazarites wine to drink, causing them to violate their Nazirus. But not only that, but al ha-Nevi'im tzivisem lemur lo tinavu. Who wants to hear Musar? Who wants to hear prophecy? What did they do with Yirmiyahu when he came and he told them the book of Eicha? You know what they did? They put him in jail and they threw the scroll of Eicha into fire 18 years before the Churban. Who wants to hear that we need to improve? Who wants to hear about the error of our ways? Amos says here, Va'al ha-Nevi'im tzivisem lemur lo tinavu. You know what they said to the Nevi'im? Please, go take your prophecy somewhere else. We don't need your Musar. We don't need your Tochacha. We don't want to hear the Nevuah. We're not interested. You commanded the Nevi'im saying, do not tell us your prophecy. Interestingly, that is Pasuk Yudbis. Rabbi Joseph B. Salvechik, the Rav Zatzal, connects this Pasuk to Yosef and his brothers. How so? Rav Salvechik points out that Yosef's dreams were a Nevuah, which is pretty obvious when we read the story in retrospect. He did become the Moshel over them. He did become the Melech over them. When he dreams of the heavenly bodies bowing down to him, when he dreams of the sheaves of wheat bowing down to him, what he's dreaming about is his brothers bowing down to him. In fact, the whole world bowed down to him. He controlled the sheaves of wheat. Of wheat, Paro said, without you, no one in my kingdom will eat. He was in control of the physical economy, and he was in control of himself spiritually. His dreams were Nevuos. He would become king over the financial ancient world, and he would also become king over his spiritual self. His dreams were Nevuos, which he could not hold back. It is usher for a Navi to be Kovesh Nevu Aso, and the halach is that a Navi is Kovesh Nevu Aso, is Chayv Misa. Look at Yonah, he tried to run away. So what happened? You can't run away from your Nevuah. He ended up in the belly of a fish. He almost died. Cast me overboard. A Navi is usher to hold back his Nevuah. So Yosef wasn't looking for trouble. Yosef had to tell his dreams. They were Nevuos. What did the brothers say? Va'al ha-Nevi'im tzivisim lemer lo tinavu. What did they say? We're not interested in hearing your dreams, Yosef. We're not interested in hearing about these Nevuahs that you have to tell us. Keep it to yourself. We don't want to hear. And that is Rachmana Litzlan, what Amos says. We don't want to hear either. Remember, anything included in the biblical canon, like the Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, Nevuah shehutzuchu ledoros nichtava, v'she'enu hutzuchu ledoros enu nichtava. A prophecy relevant for the generations is recorded in the biblical canon. There were thousands of prophets. A prophecy not necessary for the generations is not recorded in the biblical canon. That means that Amos is speaking to us as well. Not only the people in Malchus Yehuda, Malchus Yisrael, almost 800 years before the common era. No, he's also speaking to us. He says, do you want to hear my prophecy? Am Yisrael and Tafshim Peivav. Do you want to hear the rebuke? And do you want to hear that you have to do teshuvah? Just like the brothers weren't interested in hearing what Yosef had to say. Amos says, to the prophets we say, do not tell us your prophecy. Therefore, says God, I will overburden you in your place. Like a cart full of sheaves. Overburdened by the weight of its load. Once again, reference to sheaves. Heaviness, but the cart is so overburdened by the sheaves. That's how Am Yisrael will become. We will become overburdened with the burden that we have to carry that Hashem will put upon us. Pasuk Yudalid, Tesvav, and Tezayin describe how in the day of wrath of God, no one will be able to flee. The mighty warrior, the swift of foot, the rider on the horse, the archer, the courageous of heart. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu's wrath comes upon the people, nobody, even the most courageous, will not be able to withstand. And now we move to Perek Gimel. Perek Gimel, Psukim Aleph through Ches, is included in the Haftorah. And this section affirms the truth of the prophecy through a series of piercing questions that the Navi poses to Am Yisrael. And now the Navi says, Shumu es hadavar zer asher dibra Hashem aleichem, b'nei Yisrael, al kol mishpacha asher ha'eleisim eretz Yitzrayim lemor. Listen to the word of God that has been said about you, the children of Israel, for the entire family that I took out of the land of Egypt. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I knew you from all other families of the earth. You and I are intimate. You and I have a covenant. And therefore, says God, I will reckon upon you all your iniquities. You will not get away with your sin. There will be retribution if you do not repent. Pasuk Vav, im yitaka shofar be'ir, va'am lo yechradu. If a shofar blast is sounded in the city as a warning signal, will the people not tremble? What is the Navi saying? My words, says Amos, are the blast of the shofar. Why aren't you trembling? Why are you trying to silence my prophecy? How does the Nevuah end? The Haftorah end. Arye sha'ag milo yira. When the lion roars, i.e. the call of God, who will not be afraid? Hashem Elokim diber milo yinave. When Hashem Elokim speaks, who will not hear the word of Hashem? It is impossible, Steindl's Nevi'im, for one who hears the word of God not to prophesy, even if the content of his prophecy is unpleasant. It might be unpleasant for the prophet. It might be unpleasant for the audience. Maybe it offers no consolation at all, which is actually how the Torah ends. Nevertheless, when the shofar sounds in the city, who will not tremble? When the lion roars, who will not hear? Rabbi Joseph B. Soloveitchik points out something very interesting about the end of the Haftorah. The lion has roared, who will not fear? God, your Lord, has spoken, but who can prophesy? The reading of the Haftorah, says the Rav, was instituted to fortify the belief in the coming of the redemption, the return of Am Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, and the coming of Mashiach. Chazal therefore instituted that the Haftorah should conclude weekly with words of comfort, hope, and prayer. So the final words of each Haftorah express the idea that no matter how dismal our situation is, chizuk for us, Israel can look forward to a bright future. We know that our nation will return to our homeland as God promised the prophets. The Haftorah expresses words of encouragement. The Haftorah is not a call to despair. The future will be bright, even if the present seems bleak. Even, the Rav points out, the Haftorah of Shabbat Chazon, the Shabbos that precedes Tisha B'Av, concludes on a positive note. But listen to this. The Haftorah of Vayeshev, says the Rav, is the one exception. Throughout this particular Haftorah, from beginning to end, we find only words of strong tochacha. Because the parsha deals with the sale of Joseph. The idea expressed here is that the community that acts corruptly one to another is fit for punishment. With the sale of Joseph, Providence chose the fate of exile for our nation. And so the road to redemption is very long. At the moment of Joseph's sale, a tragic trajectory was set for Jewish history. I think that this is such an important teaching of the Rav, which we're going to expound upon in a couple of seconds. And that is the great negative power of sinas chinam and baseless hatred between brothers. Because of this nevuah is speaking about how the rich treat the poor, how people don't want to hear nevuah, how the upper classes have become corrupt, how you would sell your brother for some pieces of silver, how you trod upon the heads of the poor like you trod upon the dust of the earth. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, what consolation can I offer you if you don't offer each other consolation? If we don't come together as brothers and recognize that we have sin as chinam, it brings us into exile, Rechman al-Tzan. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, before I comfort you, you must comfort each other. Before I return you to your home, you must return to each other. Before I love you once again without the hester panim of galus, you must love each other with savor panim yafas. And therefore the Rav points out, this Haftorah is the one exception that does not end with consolation. And I think it's to show us the great degree of severity of sinas chinam and dissension and disunity between brothers. Halavai, we should reverse the process. We should have a havas chinam, like Rav Kook said. I would rather be accused after 120 of a havas chinam than sinas chinam. And then Bezer Hashem, we will merit to hear a joyous end to the prophecy with the coming of Mashiach and the restoration of Am Yisrael with Geula in our land. Thank you so much, everybody. Kol Tov and Shabbat Shalom.